Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, once again, I'm so glad to be with you, and the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well, and we can thank God for that. When Jesus said we can rejoice because our names are written in heaven, and that's a wonderful thing. We can know that we have eternal life because when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." That is, our salvation has been complete, and we don't add to our salvation by working for it or holding out or anything like that. We just receive Jesus as Lord and Savior when we repent of our sins and receive him by faith. And Jesus said, "Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." What a wonderful promise that is. We can thank the Lord for that. And the Bible says he is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. But as we talk in all of our programs, the devil, the first thing he said is, "Yea, hath God said." So for the last 4,000 years or so, he has been trying to destroy faith in the Word of God. And, of course, God raises up people to stand up for his Word. And the Lord Jesus Christ is called the Word of God. And you cannot separate Christ from his words. Jesus said in three of the Gospels, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, W-O-R-D-S, shall not pass away." And so today they had this conference on the scripture, which is just a sellout because they talk like they have it. But then when you get right down to it, they don't believe anybody really has the Word of God today. And we have, in this program, we're dedicated to the fact that we have God's Word today in the authorized King James Bible, but we're telling you why. And of course, it's based on the when the apostles were given the words of God and the day of Pentecost, where they were given the gift of tongues, which was that it says every man heard them in his own language in which he was born. And so the New Testament apostolic tongues, everybody was there, heard them speak in their own language. Then it mentions about 13 or 14 languages that they heard them speak. It's sort of different than today because many people claiming to have the gift of tongues, when they go to a foreign country, they need a translator. And you hear sounds. And the Pentecost is not a revival of Babel where they hear sounds and nobody understood what they're saying. Pentecost is a reversal of Babel, because at Pentecost, everybody heard them in their own language in which they were born. And so those languages were given. And so God gave his words not only to the apostles in the beginning, but he gave the translation of the words. And our authorized King James Bible is based on the translations that have come down to us, which are called the received text. We have mentioned this week after week, but we mention things so that you really remember and get them. The Gothic text, one of the earliest developments of the English language, the Syriac Peshitta, that was the Aramaic text, the Koine Greek text, the Byzantine text, they call it the Kappa text. It's in that text, the Old Latin text. All these are texts that are the true Word of God that have come down to us. Also, I was thinking last week, I didn't mention in Isaiah 59, 20 and 21, it says, "This is my covenant with Jacob. The words that I speak unto thee shall not depart out of thy mouth or out of the mouth of thy seed or out of the mouth of thy seed from this generation forever." So it's saying that the Jewish people, Jacob is the Jewish people, would always have the true Word of God. And so God gave it to him in the Hebrew Masoretic text. And you know, sometimes they found in the Isaiah scrolls, in 1,000 words or more, what lined up exactly with the text behind the King James in the Old Testament. Because the King James in the Old Testament is based on the Hebrew Masoretic text. And sometimes when they find these ancient manuscripts, they just use the King James translation to translate some of these manuscripts on display. And one of the Jewish societies said in the 19th century the King James would never be superseded. That is, the Hebrew of the King James Bible would never be superseded. And I have heard many times, a number of times, and other people have heard Sabras, people born in Israel, when they're not sure of a word, they'll refer to the King James in the Old Testament. Isn't that something, Brother Davis?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that was given to us by God. And our, again, it's a defense of, it's an evidence of our King James Bible. And, you know, some of them say, well, they found older and better. You know, that's, the older and better is referring to, the devil would say amen to that, Vaticanus and Sinaiticus that came out much later than most of the manuscripts that came out for the King James. And since that time, yeah, they found some more, many more manuscripts in Egypt. They found the Oxyrhynchus group of manuscripts in Egypt, papyri, and lo and behold, they backed up the readings of the King James Bible. So God said he would preserve his words, but we not only know it for that reason, because in the Old Testament, they had a priest class, the Levitical class, that were to keep the words of God. But in the New Testament, the Bible says that the church, the Bible-believing Christians making up the local churches, are kings and priests. That's where the ones that were committed the true words of God. And it was done through the Bible-believing churches. And you can, you know, today so many preachers, they never even have read a book on the history of Bible-believing churches. And there's a lot of excellent books out there that are documented and have the readings. I just picked up a book recently somebody gave me, and it has the documented evidence all through the Dark Ages that they believe just like any Bible-believing Baptist church in Ohio would believe. And it has their own confessions of faith all through the book and then all through the Dark Ages. But not only that, it has what the Roman Catholics said about them. And so it has a double witness. And it says that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The truth is not the church. The truth is the word of God. And the true churches are the pillar and ground, is what upholds the true word of God. And they had the true word of God all through the Dark Ages. In all of these different ones that I mentioned, and today in Europe, they have hundreds of these ancient Bibles. And they do not back up the 1% of the manuscripts coming out of Alexandrian Egypt, which is called the Alexandrian text. It's about 1%. And that's what Vaticanus and Sinaiticus is based upon, and they disagree with one another. Now, I'm going to ask Brother Davison. He's a great blessing to me. He's very, very bright. And he's going to read this passage from where Paul was talking to, God was talking to King Saul about rejecting the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And again, just a reminder to our listeners that you can listen to past programs for Bruce here at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can find out more about Bruce and see some of the materials that he references from time to time, all there at whereisgodsword.com. And here in 1 Samuel chapter 15, God has sent Samuel to rebuke Saul, and we read in verse 26, "And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel."
All right. Now, Saul was king of Israel, and he rejected the word of the Lord. You know, the background of this is that there's a group of people called the Amalekites, and God is teaching us an incredible lesson. And people bring up sometimes God told those Israelites when they came into Canaan, and he wouldn't let them come into Canaan until their iniquity, it says, had reached the point where they were very, very wicked. And I'm not going into all of the stuff that they were doing, but they were as wicked as they could be. They were influenced by demons, killing their babies, and sodomy, and almost everything you could imagine. And so he could have just sent the plague in and wiped them out, but he had Israel wipe them out. And the reason he did it is he says, if this is a visual aid to you, and it's very clear. He says, if you do what they do, I'll do the same thing to you, although you're the chosen people and you're Jews. So the Gibeonites, they tricked Joshua into making a treaty with them, and they were able to survive. So what do you have to this? Just a short time later after this, they were living among the Benjamite tribe of Israel, and the Benjamites ended up doing what the Gibeonites were doing. That's why. And so what did God do? He had most of the Benjamites tribe of Israel were wiped out too. And it's like God's garden. He just gets, you take the weeds out of the garden, and so every so often he cleans them out. And you could go through history where whole cities have been immediately destroyed, like Sodom, because they get so wicked. You had that place in Thailand where they were selling flesh of every kind, and every kind of wickedness was going on. And suddenly a tidal wave just came in and wiped out the whole city, because God's going to stop it. You know, he's going to judge it. And he'll judge the United States for doing the same thing. Now, God told then Saul, you go down and destroy these Amalekites and you wipe them out. Now, what was their crime? Well, their crime was when Israel was coming out of the land, they were destroying the weak and the feeble and the old people. They destroyed them. And God said he was against that. And he said, you destroy them for doing that. Now, in Germany, before Hitler came on the scene, they were already talking about destroying people that were feeble-minded, that were in mental institutions, that were sick, and so on. And they were probably doing that to some extent. So Hitler came in, and when he took over, he just got rid of them all. I mean, he killed them all. You know, if they're feeble-minded or certain kinds of sickness and so on, they just put them all to death, see? And God calls us the Amalekites. Now, when somebody gets old and sick and so on, we're to take care of them because God has merciful and he has love and he has care and compassion. Now, he said about these Amalekites, he said, I will have war against them forever. And he told Saul, he says, you go down there and destroy every last one of them. Well, Saul destroyed a number of them, but he left the king alive. And he somehow, some of them got away. That's for sure. He didn't do the job that God told him to do. And so later on, Haman was out to destroy the Jewish people because he was a descendant of the Amalekites. God knows what he's doing. And so God says, you have rejected the word of God. He just did it partially. So God says, I've rejected your kingdom. There's institutions today and churches that are being destroyed because they have rejected the word of the Lord. It's come down to us in the King James Bible, and they're attacking it, and they're against it, and their institution is going down and is being destroyed, and their buildings and everything are being sold and so on because they've rejected God's word. 99% of the ancient manuscripts back up the readings of the King James. And yet, where do they get this? Some infidels comes along, and somebody tells them, they're scholarly. They don't discuss who the scholar is. We were talking about the New American Standard, and some of people are recommending that's an abomination. That, did you ever go through and check that thing out? It says God was manifest in the flesh in God's word in the King James, and they've changed the he who. There's no Greek manuscript for that. We mentioned that last week. And it says in the word of God, it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And they take out Christ. In fact, they take it out in 100 places. And that's what these do. And it was put out by Archbishop Carlos Maria Martini. He was on the committee of put Nestle's 23rd edition. You know, these guys talk about it, and they talk about cliches. Every one of these perversions come out is based on a different Greek text. And some group of modernists and infidels and who knows what sits down and puts down a fictitious text that never existed, and then they put it out and they talk about it being loyal to the originals, which is just advertising nonsense. They don't know what they're talking about. Now, I heard on a Moody station they recommended a book, and I'm not going to – I remember the name of the guy because I read all their books, and I read that book years ago already. And I'm not going to give them advertisement and say what the book is. But it's a book that attacks people that believe in the King James Bible. So Moody doesn't believe that. Where is their Bible? I'd like to know. Where is their Bible? Well, it may be the latest perversion that comes out. And, you know, every one of these new versions, it's the copyright is owned by some company, and they have to change the words so they can keep the copyright. Imagine that. For money's sake, they change the words. First Peter, he says, they will be making merchandise of you, you know? And it says their destruction is on its way. That's making merchandise of you. And if you read it, they're so ignorant, they don't even check these things out, you know? And every one of them, the words do not mean the same thing. Thousands of word changes. And they promote this nonsense. It's more than a nonsense. It's an abomination. And I'll tell you, when they get to, if they ever make it to heaven, they'll lose their rewards if they ever make it. Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him sent me hath everlasting life. And Jesus says, I pray not for the world, but for them that thou hast given me out of the world. For I have given them the words that thou hast given me. He has given the whole world the words that he has given them. And he gave it to them in their different languages, but now he's given it in the King James, which has gone to 5 billion copies, and it's everywhere in the world, and you can listen to it on radio and television worldwide. Now, what's the Bible say about this? Now, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth not but the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but of the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. Okay, right there it has it. They say, the Greek departments all say the New Testament is written in Koine Greek. Well, if that is so, then they're not following Koine Greek, because the modern manuscripts that they're using, Vaticanus Sinaiticus, is classical Greek by a revision that Origen made, and the proof is out there. It's about 1% of the manuscripts, 1% of the evidence. And the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus disagree with each other in 3,000 places. And that's what they teach in these crazy seminaries, and it's infiltrated into the schools. I talked to a preacher one day of a different denomination. He says, well, we shouldn't argue about translations. It's more than translations. It's the very words of Almighty God. That's what we're talking about here. And the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. These Bible perverters, they have the true words of God. It's in the King James. That's what they've been brought up with. So we don't use the words which man's wisdom teaches. And the words we have in this Bible didn't come from man. It came from God, and God preserved it. But which the Holy Ghost teaches compares spiritual things with spiritual. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit, he would give them the Holy Spirit, and he would guide you into all truth, and he would abide with you forever. He's going to be with us forever and guide us not into partial truth, into all truth, and we have it today. It's right here in the Authorized King James Bible. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. It says the natural man. Now, they get their information from these infidels, and if you look in the encyclopedia, the founders of the New Age movement, which is a superstitious, demonic thing, were Westcott and Hort, and they're the ones that made up the theories that they used to correct your King James Bible. And anybody that reads another book besides what they were taught in some of these ridiculous schools knows that to be true. Now, if you doubt this, why don't you people from Moody, instead of recommending some book that talks against the Word of God, why don't you read what D.L. Moody said for a start? He was a Bible believer. Why don't you read what Dr. Alfred Martyr, who was executive vice president and taught me at Moody Bible Institute and was in charge of all the satellite schools, why don't you read what he said? Or why don't you read what Dr. Frank Luxton, who was the pastor of Moody Church, said about it? You can look it up on the internet and quit putting out this garbage and quit recommending it. It's blasphemy. It makes Jesus out to be a sinner. You know what? You know how they do that? Jesus says, if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're guilty of the judgment. So they take out it without a cause in these modern corruptions. So it makes, he's saying, then it says in these corruptions, if you're angry with your brother. Did Jesus get angry? Yes, he did. And according to the modern versions, he's a sinner because they take out without a cause. Then they make him a liar because he said, I go not yet up to Jerusalem. In the King James, they take out yet. So then he says he goes not up to Jerusalem, and then he goes anyway. So he's a liar. That's what they do. That's why we have this. And then they, for good measure, they kick out Jesus 100 places. My lands. And they still promote it. And you still hear it on their station. And when you go to their school, that's what they're going to do. Don't give them your money. Don't give your church your money. I mean, there's Bible-believing churches. There's about 700 independent Baptist churches that follow the New Testament text given to by Christ and the apostles right in the state of Ohio here. My goodness, I go to a fantastic church. It's not really big, but it's in Comfort Inn in Brunswick. And, I mean, it's tremendous. You know, every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, that preacher does a fabulous job. And you could go, man, the churches everywhere you could go to. All over Brunswick, they got Cleveland Baptist Church. You could go there and Grace Baptist in Brunswick. And, I mean, I could go on and on. Pastor Andy Rusnacka's Bible Baptist Temple, and that's just the beginning, about 700 right here and thousands of them all over the world. And they know the facts. If you want to read the facts, get out, get the book, What Bible Would Jesus Use? By Jack McElridge. Or you could get another one, and this is a little more difficult reading. It's by Floyd Nolan Jones. He's a Southern Baptist, and he writes a book. It's called Which Version is God's Word? And he gives you the documented evidence for these verses. I do not understand how these guys on the radio and some of these teachers at Moody, in their thinking, they were taught one thing, and their feet are in cement when they were taught it. They were taught, you know, they got it in their head how smart they are. And now they got out, and they hang out with their crowd, and anybody that believes anything different, they would mock them. You know what Jesus said about this? You love the honor that comes from one another. Therefore, you cannot hear my words. I mean, Jesus has told us where his words are. Every revival that's come comes through the King James Bible or the text behind it that they had down through the ages. But they don't know that. You could tell by their talk. Somehow in their crazy thinking, they're using these corrupt verses. They're just like JWs. They use the same text that the Jehovah's Witnesses use. The New World Bible is based on the same corrupt Vatican text that the New American Standard is. And so then they put out the 23rd edition, the new ASV, and then they change that to 24th edition, and then it's 26, and I guess it's up to 27, constant changing it. And they have this sense, every kind of a menagerie of people on these committees, and they make up a text, and they never even discuss what text it is. When somebody says the Greek text, you are talking to somebody that is a real ignoramus, because every version that comes out has a different Greek text, and then they have a different set of lexicons, Greek English dictionaries. And if you guys would ever read books and turn off your television set for a while and start reading, you would know that, but you don't. You're passing on your ignorance. You're blind leaders of the blind, and if you follow them, you'll go into the ditch just along with them. Well, anyway, praise the Lord, we have God's word. Says, thy word have I hid my heart that I might not sin against thee. And we've got it. We've got it in our hearts. James says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. And we have it right here. And it'll give you liberty. It'll give you salvation. And it'll give you freedom from the power of sin in your life. And you'll live a victorious joyful life. And God bless you. Why don't you come this Sunday to People's Baptist Church out there in Brunswick at the Comfort Inn, you know, and you'll find some very enthusiastic Christians or some of the other churches that I mentioned. You can find them in your neighborhood. They have the Word of God, and they believe it. There's thousands of churches all over the world that have it, just like they've had it ever since the time of Christ. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from the modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.